legal cases like Fanny, Fanny. It's spelled Fanny. It's spelled Fanny like your ass, right, Fanny? But when she became DA, she decided to add a little French, a little fancy, Fanny.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas, let's get to it. It's Monday, March 18th, 2024. Welcome to day 1154. Donald Trump doesn't have enough money to post the $464 million appeal bond he owes in his New York civil fraud case, this according to a court filing by Trump's attorneys. Trump needs to post the appeal bond in order to prevent New York Attorney General Letitia James from seizing his real estate assets. Trump's legal team said they spent countless hours contacting about 30 surety companies through four separate brokers to try and raise the money, but none were willing to underwrite the bond. They ultimately concluded that raising the money for the appeal bond was a practical impossibility. Trump would need nearly $1 billion in cash reserves in order to convince the companies to help him out, which neither Trump nor the Trump Organization possesses. In the filing, Trump's attorneys asked a panel of five Manhattan appeals court judges to allow him to hold off on posting the bond while he appeals the verdict. If the request is denied, Attorney General James could start seizing Trump's properties on March 25th. Meanwhile, the EPA banned asbestos in the United States, a carcinogen linked to more than 40,000 American deaths each year. The new comprehensive rule bans the use of chrysotile asbestos, the only form still used in the United States, which is found in products like brake linings, gaskets, and in chlorine bleach and sodium hydroxide production. Exposure to asbestos is known to cause lung cancer, mesothelioma, and other cancers. The ban is a significant expansion of an earlier EPA regulation under the 2016 Frank Lautenberg Chemical Safety Act and will be implemented in phases, with immediate effects on imports and gradual prohibitions on other uses over the next 2 to 5 years. The rule does provide an exception for the Savannah River site in South Carolina until 2037 to ensure the safe disposal of nuclear material. Moving on, Mike Pence declared that he will not endorse Trump in the 2024 general election. Pence cited profound differences between their views on various issues, including Trump's stance on the national deficit, abortion, the TikTok ban reversal, and the January 6th insurrection. He also criticized Trump for a political platform that he said is at odds with the conservative agenda they followed during their administration. Pence declined to say who he would personally vote for in the 2024 election, but said he would never vote for Biden. Pence said he plans to instead focus on promoting a broad mainstream conservative agenda for the remainder of the year. And finally, Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu held their first phone call in a month amidst growing disagreements over the war in Gaza. A White House spokesperson said the two discussed the latest developments in Israel and Gaza, including the situation in Rafah and efforts to surge humanitarian assistance to Gaza. Netanyahu also complained about a speech by Chuck Schumer that was critical of Israel's actions in Gaza, which Biden endorsed, while defending his leadership and questioning the influence of domestic politics on Gaza war policy. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.